Welcome to the first official staff meeting podcast.
Nah, I didn't come here for nothing, just one thing stunting. So when it goes down, you know who's doing the setting. I shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. I shut it down, you know I had to shut it down. I had to get it in, this is for my town. I did not begin, just to end right now. I shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. I shut it down, you know I had to shut it down.
This city's no pretenders, I done been through the coldest winters. West came, but you stole my dinner. Now I came back, grown up Simba. To recover my pride, about to leave a scar on everybody.
And welcome to a special pre-WrestleMania edition of the Staff Meeting Podcast. My name is Joshua.
I'm Gerald.
And on today's episode, we're going to discuss the WrestleMania card, give our predictions of the matches, and kind of talk about like the build-up for it. So, you excited about WrestleMania?
Not as unusual past.
Yeah, it doesn't have the excitement that we're used to when it comes to even like last year's WrestleMania with, you know, as much as you like John Cena, still The Rock, John Cena was kind of an interesting build up, and then Triple H, Undertaker and stuff like that. But it's kind of go into it. They did announce that there was a match for the pre-show, like kind of airing. I'm guessing on Facebook.
Okay.
It's going to be Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, they changed it.
Yeah, they changed it.
Because it originally was supposed to be Wade Barrett and Bo Dallas, and then it was going to be Antonio Cicero versus The Miz.
Versus The Miz, yeah. Yeah, I don't know where the Wade Barrett thing came out of, because...
So was The Miz the champion?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
No. Wade Barrett's the Intercontinental champ.
Yeah. So this is actually probably one of the first ones that not every championship is being
defended.
Yeah, defended, because you have the U.S. title and the women's title, because Angelina and Caitlyn aren't going to fight.
Right, as of right now.
Yeah. Getting into the Wade Barrett, The Miz, you know. Miz is pretty much feuded with Wade Barrett and Antonio Cesaro for the last
few weeks.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, since there's not, I don't know if there's going to be many titles changing hands. I could see this one changing hands. I could see it could be a way to help both out. You know, Wade Barrett can kind of get pushed up to the main event level, and The Miz could, you know, kind of get back into having a title.
Right, because they're trying to pair The Miz up with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, putting him with a title, a winner, it's going to work good for him. Now, the Wade Barrett thing, you know, we were talking about, you know, there's not that many heels.
Yeah.
You know, the big level heels. You know, I mean, you have the CM Punk, you have Brock Lesnar, Jack Swagger, Mark Henry, Dolph Ziggler, and... that's pretty much your five heels.
Yeah.
You know, and then you look at all the bad guys that are out there. I mean, you can't count really the Shield, because you're not singles wrestlers. But then you look at all the good wrestlers. I mean, Wade Barrett's a bad guy. Antonio Cicero, but they're more mid-level guys. You know, Sin Cara, Rey Mysterio, they're good guys. Primetime Players are bad guys. Sin Cara and Rey Mysterio, they're good guys. Losing my train of thought. I was thinking of somebody. Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes Scholars. Yeah. They're heels, but they're not top-level guys. You have Sheamus, Big Show, good guys, and with Randy Orton, they're good guys now.
Yeah.
You know, Antonio...
We'll get about
that. Yeah, so... With Wade Barrett, back to Wade Barrett with that, they need more heels at the main event level. So Wade Barrett losing the title, I can see that. Now, what are they going to do with Bo Dallas? You know, with Bo Dallas and Wade Barrett feuding, and that, are they just going to end it? You know, maybe on Raw, they come out, you know, you know, Wade Barrett's out there bitching, complaining. Bo Dallas comes out and does something, or does Bo Dallas cause Wade Barrett the title to the Miz? Does he come out?
Yeah, that could be. I could see that, and then them fighting at like Extreme Rules or whatever pay per views in May.
Yeah, then we're Wade Barrett going looking dominant, so where he can go to the main event to end that little feud,
and potentially him or Ryback winning a potential Money in the Bank.
Yeah,
you know, or them do it to where there's the two, and like last year it was two, and they both win. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I can agree with that. So
I'm more excited for that match than I was the original, the Bo Dallas Wade Barrett. I could care less.
Yeah, or seeing another Miz Cesaro match.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen so many Miz and Cesaro matches.
So,
and I'm not a fan of Bo Dallas. I don't think he's gonna be there long.
Yeah. So we're both agreement, the Miz.
I can see the Miz winning. Yes.
Okay. So going to. There's not really like a layout of the matches yet.
Yeah, just kind of go through the matches.
Of what I'm saying. Tons of funk. It's a Brodus Clay and your boy Tensai with.
I don't like Tensai.
The Funkadactyls. Stupidest name ever, I think.
Yeah.
Versus Team Road Scholars and the Bella Twins.
Okay, so the Road Scholars are actually getting a match now.
Yeah, with the Bella Twins now, so.
So it's a 4-on-4.
Yep, 8-person mixed tag match. Road Scholars.
Yeah, I guess the Road Scholars
with the Bellas being back and stuff like that. Road Scholars, because they were serious. Like, you look at Damon Sandow and Cody Rhodes, they want to move them up. How many years have they talked about Cody Rhodes going for the heavyweight championship?
Yeah. But I can see WWE wanting to get the fans interactive and making, you know, the dancing fat guys win.
Yeah.
And to get, you know, to bring the kids in the ring and stuff like that, the fan experience. I could see, you know, the tons of fun winning.
Okay, so.
Just because it's WrestleMania.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going Road Scholars, you're going tons of fun. I mean, there's not much of a build-up, really.
Mm-mm.
I mean, just...
But they redid Tensai's character again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's dancing now, so... Giant Bernard is dancing.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I can see it, you know, with Giant Bernard, Tensai, Prince Albert, and Brodus Clay. I can see the two. I mean, they look... They have a unique look. They look like they would be a team together. So
I can almost see... This is kind of like one of those crazy theories, stuff like that. It could be like one of my 5-year plans, whatever. But I could almost see this being a way that Brodus Clay finally turns heel.
Yeah.
He turns on Tensai and becomes a monster heel and stuff like that. Like, it could, like, Tensai could be there to help Brodus Clay.
Yeah, then he feuds with Tensai for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Tensai, they just release him from his contract because he's garbage.
Yeah.
And then there's Brodus Clay as a heel.
Yeah. So, all right. Next match, I know you're definitely looking forward to. Your boy, Chris Jericho, versus your new favorite wrestler, Fandango.
Oh, Fandango.
Fandango.
He's just so pretty.
You like when he dances too, don't you?
Oh.
Comes out like chest all oiled up and stuff.
Oh man, oh my god. I want to be there too. I want to be the oiler.
I just want to be the girl that does the splits, right? So you can look up and see him.
I do the splits for him.
I mean, we got the reports that, you know, Vince McMahon likes Fandango.
Yes.
For some reason. But I still see Jericho winning.
I see Fandango winning, unless it's by, like, something that's going to happen. I think that chick's going to get involved somehow, and she's going to get Fandango to win. I don't see Jericho winning it.
That would... I got it.
Every year, you know, he comes back for WrestleMania, and he's gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can
see it.
See,
that's the thing now is he's going to be part-time.
Because he's got the TV show.
Yeah, so...
Thing.
And Fozzie.
And he doesn't have a tour come up in the next couple months. I think it's like in June.
Fozzie's terrible. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, how many songs of Fozzie do you know of?
None.
Exactly. And I bet you if you ask any of your friends that listen to rock and roll, they'll probably say Fozzie who.
Maybe, but maybe like two. I know two people who know who Fozzie is.
Is it because they watch wrestling?
No.
Oh. That's surprising. Okay. So we'll go one that's probably going to be boring as crap. Ryback versus Mark Henry.
Ryback's going to win.
Yeah.
It's going to be his
way to elevate. But how does he beat him? Does he put him in the whatever?
I think he does. I think they've been practicing it.
Mark Henry kind of like giving him a jump or whatever.
They're trying to figure out the best way to do it. And so I think he's going to do it.
I'm thinking it's going to be, because he's probably strong enough to hold him on his back.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be something to where
Mark Henry's on the ropes.
Yeah, Mark Henry's on the ropes, and he comes over, Ryback comes over, hits him a couple times, and then grabs him, and then, like, he probably can't do the whole, like, lifting his leg up thing or whatever, but he'll kind of get it and then just drop him.
I think we're going to see the Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3 thing, where Ryback's going to try it in the beginning, and he can't get it. He, like, falls down, hurts his back, and then Mark Henry's going to dominate the match for a couple minutes, and then Ryback's going to come back and then get him in the move.
Okay. I can see that.
I'm making that prediction.
Okay.
We're going to see that.
Okay, so we got that. Next match, Team Hell No versus Dolph Ziggler and Big E. It's for the tag team titles, so we know that Daniel Bryan and Kane are going to end up breaking up.
Yeah.
And as much as they fought, I don't know if this is the night.
Right, I don't think it, because I'm kind of torn with Dolph Ziggler. It's like, okay, if he wins the titles, then he's not going to cash in the Money in the Bank for a while.
Yeah.
But if he loses the title,
I think then
he can go right forward.
Yeah.
And then, which is an interesting note, I don't know if you saw that, CM Punk did an interview, and he basically said that what he wants to do, where he likes to do next, he said, I would like to team up with Brock Lesnar or go against Team Hell No. Or the other Big E and Dolph Ziggler for the titles.
Can you imagine that?
So, I mean, CM Punk put it out there.
They're both Paul Heyman guys.
I mean, so.
And Lesnar is going to be at the next pay-per-view, so.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Team Hell No losing.
Winning.
I mean, winning.
And then losing it to Lesnar and
CM Punk. Okay. I can agree with that. The Shield versus Pasty White Guy, Viper, and the Big Slow.
If the Shield don't win, then they're going to ruin the Shield thing. Unless they have somebody come out.
I'm calling it. Randy Orton's turning heel.
You think Randy Orton...
I don't know if he's going to join the Shield. But I'm guessing Sheamus. I think he's going to RKO Sheamus. Or do something to where, like, more like an RKO. Because he can do it really fast, but he's going to RKO Sheamus.
Well, I mean, we can see the RKO from Sheamus. I mean, on Sheamus. We can see Sheamus' bro kick. Or we can see Big Show's knockout.
I'm thinking everybody's expecting.
The Big Show.
I'm saying Randy Orton. And we'll see on our post-WrestleMania if I'm right.
Yeah, I'm saying the Big Show is going to... Sheamus or someone's going to hold one of the other guys, and Big Show's going to go to punch him to knock him out, and the guy's going to move, and he's going to punch Sheamus, and Sheamus is knocked out, and he's like, what's going on? And Randy Orton's going to like, what are you doing? And then they fight.
Oh, okay.
And then they're not paying attention, and there's 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
That's my prediction on that.
Okay. We'll see how wrong you are, so. Okay, so the next match, we can go to some of the bigger ones. Del Rio versus Jack Swagger. Before the arrest, I was seeing Jack Swagger.
Swagger, yeah.
But now, I don't think it's going to be Del Rio that embarrasses him, but I think Del Rio is going to win easily.
Yeah, I think Del Rio is going to win.
Because Ziggler's casting it, is going to cash in the briefcase.
And win the title?
Tonight. It'll be, what is it, because no one has ever cashed in the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania. Time for our first. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, why not? Especially if they lose he's cashing it in.
Yeah. So, yeah, if they lose, because it'll be a way for Ziggler to keep his heel status.
Mm-hmm.
Then he can feud with Del Rio for a couple months, and then probably end up having to go against Ryback or something.
Or he just goes on to his heel. He goes on his own heel. Now take this. Antonio
Cesaro.
No, Del Rio.
Alberto Del Rio.
I don't want to combine to him. Alberto Del Rio and the guy he's wrestling, Jack Swagger.
Yeah.
They go on their feud for a little bit after this. They lose. They just go back and forth. Ziggler goes on his own feud, but he goes on a feud with either like Kane or Daniel Bryan, which I'm thinking he'll probably go on a feud with Daniel Bryan. And then Kane will go on a feud with Big E Langston for a little bit. This gives Team Hell No, you know, they break up because Paul Heyman guys win the title from them. So they're not together no more.
Okay.
So that I can see something like that happening.
Yeah.
Will it happen? I don't know, but I'm kind of leaning towards that.
Okay, so we both got Del Rio winning. Let's see.
And Ziggler cashing in if they lose.
Yeah. Last three matches. So we'll go. I say go Lesnar, Triple H.
Okay.
It's no holds barred. And if Lesnar wins, Triple H's wrestling career is done.
Which, it was done last year, supposedly.
Yeah. Now, one thing I was listening to another podcast, and it was, I don't know if you've seen that one, Adam Carriker for the Redskins has, like, his own.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to one of his, and they said that, but he mentioned something that no one has had, like, a match with a career on the line and has won. That's making me think Triple H is going to win. And then possibly losing next year or something like that because WrestleMania 30.
I mean, how many people we've saw lose their career and they wrestle one match later on?
He can lose and then still wrestle because all he has to say is, I'm the COO and
or just not even acknowledge that even happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, something like that, so.
I mean, because hell, they brought all these people back that were supposed to be fired.
I'm still saying Triple H is going to win. You're saying he's going to lose?
He needs to lose.
Okay.
They had John Cena get his ass kicked by Brock Lesnar last year, and all of a sudden wins. It's like.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
I could go with that.
Because I mean, if he doesn't, then they're 1-1. Lesnar and Triple H is 1-1.
No,
Triple H won less. That's all right.
No, Lesnar won that one.
Remember, yeah, he so if Triple H wins this one,
oh, it'd be
that means they're
1-1. Okay. Yeah, so they can do.
So there'll be a third one.
It'll probably end up being some like
SummerSlam thing or something.
SummerSlam and career versus career. You know, if Triple H wins, Brock Lesnar's out, and something like that.
Or Brock Lesnar gets the title somehow, and he's got it. And then Triple H is like, let me get one more. If I'm putting you put your title on the line, I'll put my career on the line.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool seeing Brock Lesnar with the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So, have we got
CM Punk Undertaker.
CM Punk versus The Streak.
The Streak's going to last.
Okay. Couple things. Do you see The Undertaker wrestling for 4 more years?
No.
Okay.
Can you do it? Yeah. But I don't see it.
Okay. So, like, 21-0, 22-0, 23-0. That's just... Now, 20... I don't want to say I'm picking CM Punk to win. But I think if it happens, other than next year to a John Cena, which I don't think we're going to see that because we'll see Cena The Rock 3. I can see this being maybe not The Undertaker's last match, but his last WrestleMania. Unless they happen to sign a Sting or something like that. But I'm picking CM Punk.
I'm going Undertaker. I don't think Undertaker Street's going to end.
Something, because the look is, since CM Punk lost his title, he has yet to win a match.
But he hasn't wrestled that many matches.
But he lost like Kane, who he beat when he had the title. Then he lost to John Cena, who he owned for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just.
I don't think The Streak's going to end. If it ends, that means they're going to have to basically put down that CM Punk's the greatest wrestler to ever live.
Sounds like you can say that.
Yeah, because, I mean, Triple H tried it twice, couldn't do it. Shawn Michaels tried it twice, couldn't do it. Kane tried it. Hulk Hogan tried it. Randy Orton tried it. Edge tried it.
I think it puts him up there, and I don't think it's a bad thing because it's not going to hurt The Undertaker's legacy.
No, but it's something that they can hang up that no one can touch.
But no one's going to touch
it. If he loses it, it's like, oh, well, he did lose one. Well, he did win 20 in a row, but he lost one. I mean, you can easily have another wrestler come out there and win, like, a whole bunch in a row. You know, they lose one of them, and then they win all these other ones.
But that's saying that someone's going to be in WWE for 20 plus years.
It's that. Stranger things have happened.
I don't know. Something just tells me I could see this being a year. But then again, I thought last year, and the second Shawn Michaels won. Like the last 5 years, at least 3 or 4 matches.
Because you're waiting for it at the end.
Yeah,
you're wanting it to end. That's what the thing is.
Yeah, I wanted it to end. Because what does he have? I look at it as, what does The Undertaker have to prove?
That's the thing. Is like, if it ends, he don't need to come out no more.
Yeah, just.
But if he wants to come out, then let him have it.
Oh yeah,
I think you have to ask him. Is like, okay, do you want to do this next year?
Yeah.
Are you doing is wrestling one match?
Cause that I guess that's my thing. If he wins, he's going to keep wrestling.
But one match.
But even though it's, but I'm looking at like his age and stuff like that, because it's remember there's like the run reports, it was what January or February, they weren't sure if he was healthy enough to wrestle.
Well, the reports were saying he wasn't gonna be healthy enough to wrestle, but we don't really know.
Yeah. But even if it is, it's taken him 10 months to heal.
Right, but you gotta think Triple H and CM Punk are two different type of wrestlers. Triple H does power moves. Yeah. CM Punk does have nothing, no kind of power.
Yeah, he's more
so
technical.
He's not going to get as many. Only he's going to get as beat up versus CM Punk as he did with Triple H.
No. I mean, like I said, Undertaker's 48 years old. So that I guess that's my thing is like, yeah, he has the respect to be able to go out on his own.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with that. But what match can you give him that's going to be his last match? Unless they hired a Sting. Didn't say in one last match. But the likelihood of that happening, I think, is... it's
slim to none now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking... I guess that's what I'm looking at is... who can he fight that's going to be his last match? And people say, oh, Kane. I think that's... they fought enough, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess that's what I'm looking at is... if he loses... doesn't mean that has to be his career... but it could be, I could see something where he loses, and then SummerSlam, he fights someone for, like, career versus, you know, someone to end his career. And let it be, like, I don't know, a John Cena or something, that you can be kind of believable. Okay, I could see this, because they haven't really fought, you know, so I could see something like that. So I guess that's my thing is, when does he leave? If he wins on Sunday, when does he retire, and how?
I don't know, dude. If Ric Flair can wrestle at 60, Undertaker can wrestle at 50.
Undertaker is a lot more physical, though. Ric Flair.
If Hulk Hogan would bust the knees and back.
But I mean,
Sergeant Slaughter.
Ric Flair has had what?
Jerry the King Lawler.
One or two Thunderdome matches or whatever. But how many Hell in a Cell matches has The Undertaker had?
Not as many as, what was it, Triple H, or someone's been in more. I think it was Triple H or something.
Probably Triple H, but Triple H is also, like, 8 years younger. I'm just looking at the stuff that Undertaker has been through. Is, to me, he's been through more physical stuff than a Ric Flair in a Hogan. Hogan rarely gets bloody. Ric Flair always gets bloody, but that's just his forehead because he cuts himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's never really in those. And yeah, he wrestles to his older stuff like that. But even Vince McMahon wrestles every now and then.
So, I mean, I still think Undertaker can do it once a year. I mean, it would be nice to see him go out on top.
Okay, I guess I would ask you is, what is his last match? If you would have to make a guess right now, not when, but what?
Something like Survivor Series or something like that.
So you don't think it would be WrestleMania?
No.
I think he'd have to leave on WrestleMania. Because this is streak.
I don't know. Whoever does is gonna. I mean,
okay. But then, do you think his last match he loses? Because I guess my thing is
yeah.
Okay.
I think if he loses, you don't need him no more. There'd be no sense of bringing him out next year for WrestleMania.
But if he's only fighting at WrestleMania,
right? There'd be no sense of bringing him out for WrestleMania.
Okay,
it'd be a waste of time.
If he's only fighting at WrestleMania,
you don't have him lose.
That's my questions. What is his last match?
He doesn't have one.
He just stops wrestling?
Yeah, because all of a sudden people are like, oh, will The Undertaker come out this year and, you know, get to the point where no one wants to wrestle him? Or he just doesn't, they don't build him up.
But I think he has enough respect that they should make it a big deal when he retires.
Yeah, they put him in the Hall of Fame instead of wrestling. They put him in the Hall of Fame. Maybe he's out there as a special referee or something.
But I'm guessing, like, what is his last match? Not what is his last...
it'll be a WrestleMania match. Because he's only wrestling WrestleMania.
Against who?
Whoever they decide to put him against.
I'm trying to get you to give a prediction or something.
I don't know because... I don't know. Because it's CM Punk, you know, this year. Next year it could be John Cena or... Antonio Cicero or something. You know, telling who they're going to build up. Could be Sheamus. I don't know who they're going to build up. Could be Ryback next year.
I'm not saying
Brock Lesnar.
I'm just trying to get a prediction. Like, I'm saying this is his last WrestleMania.
I say he's got about four more.
Okay. That's all I ask. Yeah.
I can't give it to you who, because I don't know.
But I don't think he's going to fight a small name.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who's going to be the big-time guy in 4 years. I mean, as I said, Ryback, Lesnar, Cena, Cicero, I mean, Wade Barrett, I don't really see a lot of these guys doing. I'm Ryback and Cena and Lesnar are the other three guys I can see him actually going against.
Maybe that's what it is. Next year is Lesnar, year after that, Ryback. And the year after that?
Cena. And then, or they do Cena next year and he loses to Cena and there goes Cena's heel turn because he'll be the most hated man in wrestling.
I don't know. Vince McMahon could probably flip it around.
Yeah.
So, get into that match. Rock versus Cena.
Cena's going to win. There's not even no sense watching the match.
But you have to, you know, it's not, there's not a little optimism that, like, everybody expects Cena to win and The Rock's going to win.
The only thing is like, you know, they scheduled The Rock is going to be there on Raw afterwards.
Yeah.
And then he's scheduled for the pay-per-view. So maybe he wins the title on a fluke or, you know, a bad referee call or something like that. Something happens. John Cena comes out, bitches, complains. They set a match up for the next pay-per-view, and then the next pay-per-view is when The Rock loses it to Cena.
Okay, I can see that.
That's the only other thing I can see happening.
Who did we say that you think might come out? Oh, John, Big Johnny or whatever. I don't know if you said it, but I was something like I was reading that. The guy who was the commissioner or whatever.
Oh, no, yeah, I said that.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, John Laurinaitis.
Yeah, that's I keep thinking John Layfield, but that's JBL.
Yeah, John Laurinaitis comes back out.
Yeah, he comes out and costs
The Rock the match.
The Rock
or
the
Cena
match,
the match, or one of the two.
Oh, yeah, one of them two, and, you know, could see that.
Yeah.
Only thing is he probably would cost The Rock the match more than Cena because you don't make The Rock a bad guy.
Right.
You know, it's never happened, but I think it'd be more okay to have Cena as a bad guy. You want The Rock because you want him to, when he comes out.
Well, I mean, if he does Cena, Cena's not going to be the bad guy. I'm just going to look, he's just screwed Cena. That's all it's going to look. Like, he screwed Cena. Cena's going to, you know, come out like, you screwed my title shot. No,
that's true. But if he screws The Rock, then
if he screws The Rock, you know, it'll be The Rock made fun of him, and now he's crying about it. I don't see him screwing The Rock. If he's gonna screw somebody, it's gonna be John Cena.
But The Rock did make fun of him.
Yeah,
like more recently. So I could see some type of.
Yeah, I can see him coming out, but I see him more doing screwing John Cena. So the next night, The Rock is there, and John Cena comes out and says, I want a rematch. And then Vince McMahon comes out and is like, okay, we'll set it up for the next.
Because I think it is Extreme Rules, so they do some, like, Hell in a Cell or some cage match or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, no, or something where, like, everybody's barred from the.
Yeah, or a special referee type thing.
Yeah. Well, they do special referee, then it'd probably play up where John Laurinaitis is the special referee.
Mm-hmm. And then John and John are team, and they hug each other after the match and get their bromance going.
But, yeah, so overall thoughts?
It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of things that could happen with it. You know, a lot of the rumors that, you know, Ryback is going to feud with John Cena after WrestleMania. So that's what some people are thinking, you know, John Cena's going to win, then Ryback's going to go, you know, he's going to want the title. That was That's something that's been
kind of like an ode thing. He can maybe pull up, you know, You Owe Me or something.
Yeah. Now, with Shawn Michaels being at the corner, in the corner of Triple H
and
Lesnar, yeah. It's kind of, I'm kind of questioning, like, okay, is he going to get involved or not? Because I don't know if you know, but Stone Cold's got his own podcast.
No.
Yeah, he's in a second episode. He has Shawn Michaels on it, and that comes out on Friday, next Friday.
Okay.
So I mean, Shawn Michaels something's going to probably happen with Shawn Michaels, because he's going to be on that podcast.
Well, obvious thing is he's going to super kick Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because there's no holds barred. So.
Right.
I could see Paul Heyman gets involved somehow. Then Shawn Michaels gets involved, super kicks Lesnar, mm-hmm. or
he super kicks Triple H
on accident. But career end, and then that's it. Looks like the career end, and then we get to see Triple H versus Shawn Michaels again
next year. They can build it up for next year.
Yeah, because that was a rumor. It was a couple years ago they were talking about doing that, so just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that'd be a good match.
Yeah. Any other notes you got?
Yeah, another note, Kurt Warner
is gonna
be on Raw the next night to basically to talk about his
that show, whatever.
Yeah, the moment. So they're gonna do something built up with him, probably a WWE superstar in that. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, with a lot of people not being there, like on the Raw, we're going to see them backstage. Like, you know, we're going to see something with Vicky Guerrero and her little assistant, Teddy Long, Booker T. We're going to see something with them. The Divas.
Well, not to interrupt you, but remember the post-Raw WrestleMania, yeah. Is usually like the start of the new season and stuff like that. Depending on his health, how soon do you think it is until Vicky Guerrero gets fired and Ric Flair joins?
Well, with Reed.
But yeah,
it's gonna be a little bit.
You think it'll be a little bit?
Okay. I think it'll be a little bit before Ric Flair comes back.
Okay, because I know, like you said about the Miz thing, but I don't think they're gonna let Ric Flair getting any type of physical.
Yeah, not for a while.
Yeah. So, I mean,
no, but,
not even kind of the Reed thing, because remember, he had to cancel some events or whatever because of his health. So,
right.
You know, I think it'll be something to where he's strictly like in a Booker T kind of role where he's only like the GM and that's it. Like, he doesn't get involved or he doesn't get hit or anything like that.
Yeah. You know? No, but back to what I was saying, I was like, with a lot of the wrestlers out there that don't have a match, you know we're going to see them in some capacity, like the Divas.
Yeah.
We're going to see the Divas somewhere. You know, Trish Stratus is getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. You know, maybe something with them. Maybe they do a little background thing in the hall, and someone walks in and is like, oh, my God, blah, 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 oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe they do. Maybe decide to go and do a Facebook one or one to have like a Divas Battle Royal or something like that. You know, they could do something. R-Truth and his tag team partner.
Kofi.
Kofi don't have nothing. So
yeah.
We might see them, Hornswoggle.
If you want that Hornswoggle.
Great Khali, we're not going to see them at all, so don't be surprised if we see them in some capacity somewhere, you know, in the backstage area, doing something funny with one of the celebrities or with one of the Hall of Famers. You know, Bret Hart is a Hall of Famer, so we might possibly see him at WrestleMania. Bruno Sammartino is, you know, with Triple H, you know, the history with him and Triple H.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we'll probably see the Divas with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Because where Diddy's performing.
Yeah, they'll go, yeah.
We'll just probably see the Divas with him walking around like, oh my God, Puffy, what do you do, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, that's gotta be.
Maybe Puffy comes out with the Funkadactyls and starts dancing in the in that little match.
That's gonna be like a waste of 8 minutes.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Did you see the little thing that they are saying? They had a little report on like the time.
The event. Yeah. Like
the matches.
Minutes.
They're saying that, like the national anthem's got 7 minutes. The Hall of Famers when they're being inducted, you know, when they're coming out, it's about 7 minutes. Diddy's getting about eight minutes to his performance. The Rock and Cena's match is about 25 to 30 minutes long. Triple H Lesnar, 20 to 30 minutes long. Swagger and Alberto Del Rio, 15 minutes long. CM Punk and Undertaker, which is weird, it's only 20 minutes.
It could be the health of Undertaker.
Kind yeah. And then SOS versus The Shield. Orton, Show, and Sheamus. I'm calling them SOS. 15 minutes. Ryback, Mark Henry, they're saying about 12 minutes. Team Hell No versus Ziggler and Langston, about 12 to 15 minutes. And Jericho and Fandango is about 10 minutes.
That's crazy. It's a Team Hell No one. It's only 12 minutes. It's a
12 to 15,
match.
Yeah.
But then Fandango is about the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You would think. I would think that Jericho one would be fat, but be shorter.
Yeah.
And the Team Hell No one be, unless the Team Hell No one ends by like a disqualification or something.
Right. And this is when I was saying that they're going to do other stuff. They have about 10 minutes worth of extra stuff they're going to be doing.
Oh, God.
So there's 10 minutes. Well, I did see on there, but the artist, Skylar Gray.
Yeah, she was at last.
She's going to be performing.
But she's performing with Diddy, though.
Yeah, she's going to be out with Diddy.
Yes, I mean, that probably isn't. That's probably.
That's going to take up to 8 minutes with that.
Yeah.
So that makes me think, you know, the Divas.
They could end up doing.
They have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
With something.
They can all. I could. Depending on the position of the matches, if the Team Hono match is, like, early, I could see something happen to where, like, AJ Lee gets like hysterical, whatever, crazy, and then
they make the match like right in the middle of the pay per view
or
something.
And then she beats the crap out of Caitlyn, wins the title, and goes from there.
Yeah,
I can see that. So, but then like the next night, her and Ziggler both have the title. I can see that.
Or they actually win the tag team titles and Ziggler actually cashes it in. Then they have all
that. Yeah, I can see that. I just don't want to if the rumor about the CM Punk Lesnar thing is true. That'd be kind of cool. Only thing about that though is
you don't really see Lesnar team up with anybody.
Yeah, one, you don't see him team up with anybody, and two, he would have had to have signed a contract to where he's on every pay per view. He doesn't have to be on every Raw because CM Punk can kind of handle the mic skills and stuff like that. But they're big enough that you would want them to fight on every pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, if he's a tag team match, he doesn't really have to fight much. He comes in for maybe 1 or 2 minutes, beats up somebody, then gets back out there.
But see, I don't know if it's the confrontation. I think his thing was the actual, like, appearance.
Traveling.
Yeah, the traveling, you know, so. Yeah, that's. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, you know.
We never know if someone new's gonna show up.
Yeah, I mean,
or someone's gonna come back, like
the Shelton Benjamin, the Carlito.
Yeah.
Rumor.
Yeah, Primo Epico's not wrestling, so we won't see them at all.
They can.
3MB. I mean, we might see something with them backstage. Trying to, like, perform in front of Diddy or something.
Yeah, just like last year in front of Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to think who else could, Kofi, maybe. Kofi and Truth.
Yeah, I saw Honky Tonk Man sign a deal.
Yeah.
Multi-year deal, so we might see him, He's going to be with 3MB. He's going to be playing the guitar with 3MB.
He's going to try to say Fandango.
Fandango.
That's just... Like, what's this... That's got to be... That's not the one of the stupidest gimmicks, but this overall thing is he's like, see if you can say my name. That's not how you say my name.
Remember when Dolph Ziggler had this thing, hey, I'm Dolph Ziggler. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah.
He was running, hey, Dolph Ziggler. Going around shaking everybody's hand, and they're like, who?
Yeah. That's just... Yeah, so...
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah. Then, so we'll have one, like our post-WrestleMania podcast. You'll be able to see that next week, and or not see it, but listen to it next week. And, yeah.
All right, if you guys have any comments or questions about it, predictions, whatever, before... You know, hit us up on the social medias.
Oh, yeah. We got our Twitter, you know, twitter.com/staff_meeting. Facebook.com/staff meeting. Then we're on SoundCloud now.
iTunes,
Stitcher. We just got a Vimeo. You're still doing the keeks, right?
Yeah, after working on it, we've had some issues with that.
Okay, we have the keeks taken care of. Then...
We'll have a YouTube channel up also soon.
Yep, YouTube channel.
And the website.
The website will be up soon enough. Then you can also email us at staffmeeting.net@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
And that's it, guys.
All right, you guys enjoy WrestleMania, and we'll talk to you. Talk to someone, or we'll hear from you guys next week.
All right. Bye. Bye.